They were from Santa Paula.
So they decided they were going to kill this cop. So they had...
Because he was mean?
They were gathered here in Las Vegas Park. Must have been about 30, 40 kids. And they had this 12-year-old boy, and they gave him a gun. And they told him, when he comes, you kill him. So because of the large group of Brown Berets here on Las Piedras, the police department had called for assistance from other agencies. So we had highway patrol, sheriff, police, mutual support. So when I heard this, I said, if this would happen and the cops go out there and they kill this guy, a lot of kids are going to get hurt. So I knew the then police chief was a good friend of mine, and I went down to the police headquarters, and all these cops were there, ready to come up here and start breaking up the group. Because what had happened was that for about 4 weekends in a row, the kids, the Brown Berets, would get in their cars and go through Main Street, damaging property and stalling all the traffic and just creating a real mess here in town. And so they had been doing this, and so then it came to a showdown, so that the police knew that these kids were a problem, you know. So when they saw him gathered here, they were going to come up here and bust them up. So I went and told the chief, if he can hold off, if he let me talk to the kids, maybe I can talk them into going home. And he said, okay, because he knew me. So I came up here, and there were about four other guys with me. So I talked to him. I said, you know, you're making a terrible mistake. You better just break up and go home, because there's about 50 cops down there waiting to come up here and start busting your heads. And they're not going to play with you. And so they were very arrogant. Oh, no, I'm going to get it. You know, that kind of stuff. And I kept talking. I said, you know, if you ever get locked up in jail, it gets very lonely because you have nobody to talk to and no one's going to pay attention to you. So when you get behind those cold steel bars, you're going to know the big mistake that you made. I convinced them, and so they broke up. And so the chief sent all the police, back home. But then, because the kids were having so many problems, we decided we needed to do something to get the kids involved, the Brown Berets, in something that's non-destructive. So we organized a group that started celebrating fiestas here at Las Piedras Park. And the city was very cooperative. They even built a big stage for us. And so we started having celebrations. We told the Brown Berets, we're going to have all these celebrations there. We want you guys to be the security force. You keep order, make sure nobody causes any problems. So they loved that, They loved that because we gave them something important to do, and they were real good. Everything was very orderly and stuff like that. So we built the stage, and then a lady here locally, who lives in the next block, organized a dance group. And she taught the girls how to dance, so they could perform for us. And Martha Menchaca was in that group. Yeah, she was dancing here. She was dancing here at the Las Piedras Park, when we had our celebrations. And so, I know her, and her and her sister very well. Her sister was a lead attorney for the Fair Employment Practice Commission Sacramento up until recently when she retired. Yeah, very nice family. Very nice family. Yeah, their sister would come by and drop off the college paper for me to spread around the community here when she was attending Ventura College. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I did.
Whatever happened to the Brown Berets after that, after you?
Well, they just got old and married.
they've left their rally. Do you remember some of the names of these Brown Berets, these kids that were involved with that? Was Martha Menchaca part of that? I mean, it was mostly men, girls, both?
No, it was mostly, there were a few girls, there were maybe about, at the most, about half a dozen girls that were involved with the Brown Berets. I think there was this young guy that were, Mm-hmm. Raising Cain all over town.
Well, we know who all the Brown Berets are in Oxford.